Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirm Podcast Network.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. We back with us another special episode.
Yes,
I'm Big. I got my co-host and my homie.
It's your boy Lazy.
And we got our first official podcast, our guest spot podcast, and we appreciate that. Welcome to Raw Shit Podcast.
Welcome to Raw Shit Podcast at Big and Lazy Podcast.
There you go.
Yeah. You like it?
Feeling the collab. How y'all feeling today?
Feeling good. You already know it's your girl, Raina Love.
And it's T Baby G.
And we are Raw Shit at Big and Lazy.
Thank you. Thank y'all for coming through, man. Yeah. I know we came through y'all spot. It's a very professional and nice spot. Like, you know what I mean? What made y'all return the favor?
What made us?
Yeah. That's a loaded question. Like,
yeah.
It's like loaded with no bullets.
So, I mean,
because why not?
Yeah, right. Like we see y'all doing y'all thing or whatever, and we wanted to highlight y'all, and, you know, we appreciate the fact that y'all want to highlight us. I mean, I feel like a lot of podcasts and stuff out here, like, they don't work together for whatever reason.
That's Louisville,
don't like
period.
To work together.
That's what I was looking for, though, that coming together. You know what I mean? Because that's why we wanted to come on y'all's, you know what I'm saying, to come together.
And they got a dope set, by the way.
Yeah, they
do. It's a selfie museum.
Amazing.
It is.
Is it open to the public?
It is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's And Scene, A-N-D-S-E-E-N, And Scene Selfie Museum on 4th Street.
Oh, okay. What's the, like, the, how much it cost, like, is it all?
So it's $25 a person.
Uh-huh.
You could also book it for, like, photo shoots, or if people want to do podcasting in there, if you want to do music videos. I've had a lot of people come in there and do music videos.
Really?
Yeah. But they can book online at andscenemuseum.com, A-N-D-S-E-E-N, museum.
Oh, okay.
.com.
That's amazing. I think it might be like the first in the city too, because I've never.
There's one. There's a few, actually. There's one that's down further by, like, the water. And then there's one girl. She's in, I think, the Jefferson Mall. I think she's in Jefferson Mall, but. Yeah, hers is nice because she's got, like, rooms on rooms on rooms.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is just, like, one open space, so.
It's okay, though.
Well, yeah, but you got to start somewhere, and it's dope.
It's still dope.
All the prop bread that y'all had in there, the different type of walls, like you said, it's still open for if you need a music video, if you need a photo shoot. Y'all still in demand for that type of stuff, too, because that's different.
Also. I sent that picture of the prop bread, the fake money, to my niece. She immediately requested like $75 for DoorDash. I'm like, oh, she's a trip. I love her, though.
Did you send it?
Nah, I didn't. I sent her like, what you need $75 for?
That's for a week. A DoorDash. Actually, that's like,
I mean,
two meals.
Yeah.
I mean, if you by yourself, it's DoorDash be fucking with my head, though, because it goes up. You might as well go get it.
I know. And then it'd be like 45 minutes.
Yeah. Right.
You done paid $60 to wait.
Yeah. I mean, but it's
laziness.
Convenient.
I'd be like, damn, this is pure laziness. Yeah. Like, damn.
Convenience.
It's hella convenient, though.
Yeah, it's convenient.
For convenience.
Yeah. Especially because they deliver liquor, too.
Yes, they do.
Yeah,
they surely do.
I didn't know that. I seen it.
Yes, look at it.
Yeah, I just seen it. I'm like, damn. They was coming in. I'm like, they delivered DoorDash. Look, he said, yeah. But what was I about to say? I forgot. Now, last time I used DoorDash, and it was over, I ordered some Qdoba, bro. And dude had two of the biggest dogs ever in like a and put like a four door something like an Impala or something.
You was door dashing.
No, he was.
He was door dashing with his dogs in the car.
With his dogs in the car.
Fuck no, that's dirty. Jesus,
yeah, bro. I'm like,
hell no. I don't even ride with my kids, man. I door dash though. I ain't gonna lie, but I door dash for different reasons. It's not really always for the money. You know, it's for the free food. You know.
How do you get free food?
Right. You just ain't dropping people stuff off?
If I pick up, like, for instance, one day I went to Wing Station. You know what I'm saying?
Hypothetically.
And I pick it up. I'm being for real. I went to Wing Station. And I went to, I'm telling you, because I lose mine the same way, so I don't be feeling bad. But it was 19 minutes away from Wing Station. I'm like, bro, 19 minutes for $7?
Yeah.
Distance too far. Okay, canceled order. And then I had like 16 wings. Took them back to the barbershop.
I was. I bet they was delicious.
They was fire. It was a bunch of shit.
Because he got them fresh too.
Yeah, and it's always better when it ain't yours.
I'm gonna tell
and
you.
And I like fed. Yeah, it is. And I fed the whole barbershop too. I'm like, who wants some kids? You know. What
so
I'm saying?
The drivers are able to say that the drop off is too far.
Yeah. Either
even
too
though the
far,
people already paid for the food.
Yep. Either too really? Far. Too packed.
What's too packed?
Rude service, like they being rude to me about your order. You know what I'm saying? They'll cancel out, you get your money back, and you can order again.
That's crazy.
No, because the order again is not fun. It's never the same price.
I'm mad.
It's not. But I've got many times, and I'm like, I know they just took a picture and sat at her and shook. I don't do nobody like that. I ain't gonna come to your house, take a picture, and leave with your food.
I got a story. So the neighborhood I stay in. It's a two subdivisions back to back, but we got the same house number, but it's just different, like one circle and one's drive type. And we always getting different mail and whoop de whoop whoop. So I'm starving and I'm like, man, I don't want DoorDash, I don't want to eat no noodles. Then knock at the door. Well, who is it? Man, it's a pizza man with three boxes of pizza, wings, knock on the door and just hand it to me. I said, okay, thank you. I'm thanking my little sister, you know, somebody in the order from the family. I'm like, you know, I'm eating and then he came back. I cut all the lights off, man. You should see me in there, man. But yeah, I got me some free pizza. That was God right there, man.
Yeah, it was.
I had me three large pizza.
Won't
man.
He do it?
Good.
Won't he?
What?
And you just said, oh, thank you. Like,
but it was
you don't
so
know
quick.
What's on this pizza. Yeah, you don't know what's in it.
He was so confident. So I'm thinking he was at the right place. He just said, here you go. I'm like, all right, this.
Think we are just two pieces of shit.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, wow.
No, because I used to deliver for Domino's, so like that comes out of his pay. So
really?
He got paid for that.
Damn, I feel sorry.
Yeah.
I don't feel sorry. You know,
three larges.
Yeah, three larges, two orders of wings, breads. They ordered the fuck. It was about an $8 order.
That's a Super Bowl party.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I know it was like three people waiting.
Damn. Well, that's way more.
Mad. I'd be mad.
So, what y'all had going on so far, you know, since we left y'all? What's new? What y'all been doing? How was y'all derby?
What's new?
Shit. I don't know. Derby was good.
Yeah, derby was cool.
Yeah.
I actually went. I had the infield tickets or whatever.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Ain't those the new
ones? Is this your first year going?
Yes.
You enjoy yourself?
How long have you been here, though?
Hold on. What is that? What is...
My fault.
No, okay. So I've been here. I've been back in Louisville probably about a year, 2 years. But... yeah, I was at the infield, and I wore the wrong shoes, right? Because I'm like, oh, it's derby. I should kind of have, like, some, I don't know, little heels on, have my little toes out.
Yeah.
It was so muddy out there. One, I'm hot, because the night before, I got drunk on some wine, and I was singing musicals in the house all night, right? So I was feeling myself.
Yeah.
Woke up, boom, wine hangover. Had to get out there. I'm sweating. Hungover. Finally got some food. $9 for a hot dog.
Oh, man, for the
good. With nothing on it.
No mustard, no nothing.
$6 water.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But to get to it, it was muddy on the ground, and I had these open-toe shoes, and I got mud in my toes.
Ooh.
It was over with.
And then, you know, I'm older. I'm the old bitch. Uh-huh. So it's something weird. It's not weird to me, but it's new. It's a new concept where you dial up a buddy, you get a friend. You know, you dial up a buddy. You don't even know this person. You say, hey, let's go on an outing.
What is that? It's a website or something?
Evidently.
Yeah.
And see, my lovely friend over here, this is my little baby. She calls me, I'm ready to leave. Yeah. I said, you gonna leave that girl there? She said, yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And left her dial up buddy at the goddamn.
Hold on.
Are y'all trolling me? With this?
No,
this
it's a real thing. Okay. Dial up
buddy.
So it's called Trav Bud. Plugging you in, girl. TravBud, right? So it's a new startup company, and it's basically like, it's kind of like a Tinder, Bumble type of situation.
Yeah.
But it's for like when you're out of state or whatever, and there's different events going on in those states, you match with people to go to events. So, or it's like, or dating, you know, platonic friends or dating.
Is this from Louisville?
Yeah, so yeah, she's from Louisville. So yeah. She finds like the local events that's going on around here. Mm-hmm. You sign up for the app or the site or whatever, and then if there's something that you want to do, boom, you'd be like, I want to do that. And then if someone else is interested in it and y'all both match each other, so they'd be like, would you like to go to this event with this person? You say yes. If they say no, then it's no. But if they say yes, then boom, y'all both meet up. They'll give you all the instructions on how to meet the person, whatever. So the girl that I met, she was actually the creator of this company.
Really?
Is she from Louisville?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So why'd you leave her?
Because I was hot and I had mud in my toes.
Y'all would have bounced too.
It's understandable. Because I was going to say, we got to get her on here, but you just left her.
No. I mean, she was cool. It was cool.
No, I feel you, though.
And then I didn't have no chair.
Yeah.
And you had to... It was the infield, so you had to sit on the ground. Well, not sit on the ground, but there was no seating. So yeah. Because I ain't have a chair, what?
And mud in your toes.
Ain't no cheese
in my toes. I had a shirt. I was like, you know what? I'm going to try to suck this thing up.
Pause.
No pause.
Oh, okay.
No deep.
No pause. No.
So, I was like, I would just suck it up. I put the shirt on the ground, and I sat down.
Yeah.
In the mud?
Mud in my toes. Sitting on a shirt, hot.
Mm-hmm.
A bug flew on me. I said, "Gotta go."
Yeah, it don't sound too worth it. Gotta go.
Yeah.
So have y'all talked since then? Have y'all just?
Nah, she did send me.
She sent you a bad review.
No, she wanted me to do the review. I haven't done it yet. It's in my email. I'm gonna do it.
That's what's give her an extra $5 review.
Yeah, because she said it. I mean, the setup was great. Like.
She a white girl, black girl?
No, she's black. Okay. I think she's actually African.
Okay.
But this is dope. It's called a what?
It is,
Trav, but TravBudd.
You got to get her on okay. The sponsor.
Yeah, Trav, mm-hmm. But. So, that yep, she's a startup dope, company. Mm-hmm. I found her on the Young Professionals Association of Louisville. Mm-hmm. So, I'm a part of them, the YPAL. And she was one of the professionals in motion or something like that. So they had recognized her, and I seen that. I was like, oh, what is this? And then, mm-hmm. Boop, me just doing random shit.
Yeah.
Random
that's
shit.
That's dope, though, that you even was a part of that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Because I'm random.
I mean, sometimes you got to be random to network. You never know where it take you and you met her. You know what I mean? That's what I tell all the young people. Like, I regret not going to college just to network, at least. You know what I mean? Because if it's 40,000 people here, somebody going to be successful. And if I know them. It's a good chance, I might, you know what I mean? But y'all said no Diddy. What y'all think about the new Diddy shit that's coming out? Like,
what's new Diddy?
His son's.
Yeah, his son.
This track?
Yeah,
like 50 Cent?
Yeah.
He diss 50 Cent?
Yeah.
Oh, then wow. Meek chimed in.
Garbage.
Tried to diss 52. Like, bro, you on Thin Ice anyway, Meek. You done died twice. Came back, now you on Thin Ice again. Bro, why would you fuck with 50? You know 50 don't.
He lives for this shit.
I can only stand.
50 lives. For lives. This shit. He will sue you.
Yeah.
And make a diss track about you.
50, like, 50 said, he told Meek, man, your last project sold 6K. He said, you either What did he say? What's that dream? Dreams and nightmares. He said you either live in the dream or embracing the nightmare. Mm. He said I respect you for sticking by your man. That's fucking.
So what do y'all think about all the beefs that's going on?
You got like the Drake and the.
I mean, it's just so many. Can you keep up?
Yeah,
I don't know. I
think the Game joined in. Like that's when I just backed off because I'm like, man, the Game is so lame. Nah, the Game.
The Game.
Oh yeah, he's a cornball.
He dissed Rick Ross. Like, come on, bro.
But nah, I don't know. But you gotta remember, like I told my homie, like since this go back, black drama and black beef. West Coast, East Coast, you know what I mean? This has been forever, so it's just amplified now because it got social media. But
yeah.
I see Shaq, you see Shaq made a diss track about Shannon Sharp?
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, you just gotta, I don't know. Some of it's kind of corny. I think
it's all corny to me because it ain't gonna lead to nothing now.
Yeah.
Now, Offset and Takeoff, I mean, not Takeoff, Offset and Quavo, they gotta fight Chris Brown when they see that nigga.
Hey.
It's on site when they see that nigga. Ain't nothing to like Kendrick done said some stuff, Brown. But
Chris Brown is that man.
Yeah, he is.
Is he?
Yeah. I think he is. You know
what I mean? I feel like though, a fight. Cause even though Offset and Quavo ain't really rocking with each other behind Takeoff, I don't think Chris Brown gonna make it.
I don't know, man. Chris is more gangster than all the niggas. Except for Offset. I mean, Offset's the real gangster. That's why this shit happened to Takeoff, because Quavo ain't no gangster.
Mm-hmm.
Offset would have been like, come on, y'all. I'm a real gangster. He been through this shit. When they first blew up, that nigga was locked up. You know what I'm saying? So, and he's the only one that's going to step. He was the first one to jump up with the Joe Budden shit.
Yeah, I remember that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we either going to get it on or not. But Kendrick said some disrespectful shit, but I just think it's all like slap boxing. Both of these niggas is really like...
Do you think they're just running up strings?
I definitely do.
I believe so.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know because Kendrick is streaming more, but you know Drake is usually the man with the streaming. But
yeah, but you think that's why J. Cole pulled out?
Yeah, I don't think he feel like doing all this fake shit.
Yeah.
You know, I think somebody put the cables behind J. Cole's back. You know what I mean?
And yeah, they charged him up, and he's like, whoa.
Yeah,
but he dropped a good tape though. That was a good. Oh, you know what I mean? All goofy shit aside. My Delete Lady was a pretty good tape. I've been listening to it lately. So what have y'all been listening to? What y'all listen to on the way up here? Like what? There's a lot of good music out.
Silly of me.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's that good shit though.
That's what I've been listening to lately. Like I need me some oldies but goodies. Yeah. Like
me too though. That's crazy that I've been on the same thing. Like at Case, Missing You, I've been listening to that like a motherfucker.
Wait for real R&B to come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think it ever is, though, because R. Kelly's locked up.
Ew.
Stuff.
I mean, he was the one.
Ew.
He was the one. Even K. Michelle said it.
We ain't going to talk about K. Michelle.
What about K. Michelle, John?
I love K. Michelle, too. She just
go ahead, friend.
So, you know, while I'm waiting for her to get through with her date, I'm getting myself together so we can do the K. Michelle thing. So we really thought we was going to interview K. Michelle.
K. Michelle. Yeah.
Baby. She stepped on the stage and said, y'all have fun, and stepped off the stage.
Yeah.
She was done.
No.
What do you mean? She didn't perform or nothing?
No. No. She came up there, and she's like, hey, we gonna have a good time. Let's get drunk, right? She did a little walkthrough.
Was that a walkthrough?
I mean, because it was.
Is that what she got paid for?
A walk pass.
She walked past. She walked past a lot. A lot of people got in there and take a picture. Ch-ch-ch-ch. First of all, I'm gonna tell you this: K. Michelle about as white as the covers on these lights.
Yeah, I seen.
Damn.
She got a
in real life,
really?
In real life.
Yeah, I seen.
She got a skin bleach or something.
Her whole body done. She got her ass taken out. And she got like a skin bleached a little bit. Cause I seen her on R&B Money with Tank, and she was super light, and it didn't look like makeup. Like her hands, and shit was
like lighter than me.
Yeah, but you remember
she didn't perform, do nothing. She didn't.
No.
This.
No. But, she was out of there.
You know, Rob 4ix9ine just came and he went on stage and did like a song, and he said, "I'm sorry, y'all. They only paid me for one song and shook." So, you know, some people got to check on what they've paid for, because they can put anything on a flyer. And
it ain't that. That's
good at that too.
It's janky promoters. That's what it is. Like,
because I'm not gonna put it out. Because I was looking for my keys, and it just so happened to go outside looking for my keys, and they said it's a fight over her. So me, I'm running to the fight.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's going on?
I run away, she runs too.
Yeah, she's running away, and I'm like, this away, like, come on.
Content.
Yeah. And I just seen one promoter on the ground. They were stomping the shit out of that.
Yeah.
And then some other promoters, and it was a scene. It was a sight.
It was
It was a sight.
And I'm over here trying to go this way. She's like, come on.
Damn.
Come on.
So like, probably was Jackie promotion.
Yeah, because I don't know. She was already outside, and I was trying to find them inside. And then I go outside to find her. I couldn't find her. So I'm like, where did she go? And I heard somebody yelling. So I looked at the lady next to me, and I'm like, your friend yelling for you. And I, Raina! And I, come on! I'm like, what's happening?
She was like,
where was this at?
Outside,
the Gillespie,
uh-huh. But it wasn't on Gillespie property, so they were smart about it. They went off the property.
So this is an order event. Kay Michelle got on the stage. She did her pass through. It wasn't a walkthrough. She did her pass through. Mm-hmm. Went out that door. I went out there a little bit after her, and they was out there fighting.
Damn. I wondered, any rumor when it was over?
I mean, there's so many different theories, but I definitely think it's one of those situations where they had a celebrity come during Derby and couldn't afford to pay for
her
services, mm-hmm. like completely.
Was the crowd looking like?
Because a walkthrough and a performance is totally different.
Yeah.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B-Fines. And we're excited to announce our collaboration with Fleur. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight, practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check. The link's going to be in the description. In the comments, go check that out. Fleur, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map.
That back end money is just a deal breaker. You know what I mean?
Natalie Dunn came and did a host. Yeah, y'all, I'm here. Turn up. You feel me? She's not a performer. So people put that in their claws. I'm either going to come walk through or I'm going to perform and walk through.
I mean, I also heard Kay Michelle, her room was in Lexington. She wasn't even staying here in Louisville.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
She didn't want to stay at the.
I don't know if she wanted to.
She might could have found a room, you know. Well, I'm pretty sure she could find a room. Well,
man, if y'all book somebody and y'all don't have their room ready, that's on y'all.
Yeah.
You know who coming. You know who you calling. You know what you working with. At least have a room set up for somebody.
My artist is looking to come to your city and shit not be right, so I can take that front end and just be gone.
Yeah.
I don't even need the back end. Or if it ain't no back end, I'm really gone. They fucked up my room. They didn't have no car service or something. You know, anything. Like, you know, the food that they provided was whack. I'm out of here. You
did y'all meet any other celebrities? Bump into.
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
I met Nipsey's best friend,
Black Sam.
Mm-hmm. No, the one with the cowboy hat. Cowboy Black something.
Sam. Yeah, I know you're talking about.
I mean, so what did you all do for Derby?
I went to Vegas.
I was just
Vegas. Jeez,
I didn't really do too much of nothing. I was on. I was going to the Beats and Brunch, but.
Oh, yeah, Beats and Brunch.
I could have swore that motherfucking ticket said 5 p.m. to like 10 p.m. So I had some games to referee from like 10. I had a couple of games, so I was going to referee these games, go home, shower, then to the party. So my homegirl called me. She said, you know what? It's over at 5. I'm like, it's over at 5. And I already had my ticket and everything, so I just said, well, you know what I mean? Money calls. But I was just on Broadway, took the old school out a little bit.
Oh,
Yeah, I was out there.
How did y'all feel about Derby cruising this year?
I'm mad about that because I was home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they canceled the fest, so I was like, damn, I was looking at everybody back home like, fuck. Mm-hmm. I thought I was ready to shit on y'all. Yeah. Turns out.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask y'all this. Have you ever, I guess it's different for girls, have you ever been in like a, somebody's inbox, but they don't really give you no play, but they see you out in person and they like, they all on you type shit, like, and they reply to your messages from like a year ago type shit, like, I don't know. That happened to me twice on Durbin. I guess I was looking good.
Hold on. So you was in somebody's inbox and they was like, no, thank you. And then you was out and they was like, dang, he looking good. Okay, it was like, what's up, Zeddy? And you were like, nah.
I wasn't like, nah. I said, here, what's like, oh, you look for me. You know where the fuck you know me from. You look for me. You know where the fuck. You know what I mean?
But I was in your inbox last year.
Yeah.
That's they probably though. That's, I mean, you shoot your shot. It don't always. It might just be lingering. They see you at me like, because what I've learned from shooting your shot in the inbox, it's like inboxing a motherfucker that do music and you want them to listen to your shit. Mm. You know how many people done hopped in the inbox and said, hey, man, just listen to my shit? To where most of the time, they probably ain't even opening them, because I know it get bad for women, especially baddies on the, you know, on the regular, like.
Mm-hmm. What they say, I be having plenty of
I already know you do.
In my inbox. Oh, me, though. I don't be having nothing like that.
You got some no blue checks?
You got a bunch of
what's
up.
Blue checks don't hold no weight.
It really don't. Not no more.
Hell no.
Not no more.
I seen a nigga that with 300 likes and he had a check. I'm like, come on, bro.
I seen somebody 300 people and got a blue check.
That's wild. But let's take a little break right here. Subscribe to our YouTube and wherever you get podcasts. Subscribe to YouTube, Big and Lazy Podcast. You Google that, everything's gonna pop up. We number one, Big and Lazy Podcast. We popping up. We first page on Google. And sure. Wherever you get your podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, wherever.
And if you listening, and if you are listening, send us some text messages by clicking the link that's shown in the notes.
Yeah, we're Raw Shit Podcast. That's RAWSHXT podcast on Instagram. Or Facebook.
And what's your personal?
Oh, and I'm T Baby G. I'm T E B A B I G A. No.
Uh-oh. Listen, because I'm like, hold on.
That's my email address. Hold on, my baby. Yeah. No. T E B A B I I S underscore LLC. T Babies LLC.
Yes, and I'm Raina Love, so you can find me at Official Raina Love, Official R-E-I-N-A-L-O-V-E. Love.
I think y'all are a good combination.
Yeah. Right.
It's like salt and pepper. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all really bounce off each other, man. Y'all really need to turn up.
No, he meant like
Pam and Gina.
No, I'm just like, yeah.
Yo, I got like good chemistry.
So before we started the pod, though, you asked something. Or he asked you something.
What he asked me?
Talking about, I think you said something about value men or how. You know, I think that was a good thing to talk about on here. That's why I didn't want to, because it's really. I just want to know your point of view on what you said. You can tell him what you said.
What's a high value woman? Let's start there.
What's a high value anybody?
I don't say it corny. I used to, but that shit's kind of corny.
I don't
like,
say it.
It
either.
Is, right?
Like, yeah.
But I understand, especially if you're out here dating and you don't, you know what I mean? It's.
Is it what? Just having standards? Is having standards high value?
I definitely think it. I think people go.
If a hood rat disagree with you, that's high value. If you know what I mean? If a hood rat think you're boring, if a hood rat think you're boring, you living a good life. That's what I've seen on Facebook. If a hood rat think you call you boring.
You seen it on Facebook.
Yeah, right. I see it on Facebook.
Okay,
you living a good life.
That one. You seen it on Facebook. It's not what you actually think.
No, I just found that funny.
Okay.
But I don't know. High value is in the beholder. Like, because
I mean, you said. Why do men think they the something?
Why do men think they are high value? What is a high value man? What is a high value person? Because I just think it's whatever you consider yourself value. Like, it's what you value. Because some people
Kevin
don't value
Sane
what you
was
value.
Was a bit much. I think he was overboard. With
he
the
really was, and he got these
shit.
Men just and women just.
But I do think everybody should. You know, have standards and stuff like that, because I think what makes you have value is just what makes you a human, a naturally good human. You go out and you provide for yourself every day to where you're not really worried about the opposite sex bringing anything to the table but sex or what you need. I don't know, you know, but
sex.
I just wanted to touch on that because I feel like a lot of people would be too, like, their standards be too high. And that's why most high value people be fucking lonely as a motherfucker, I think.
Yeah, because I can. Whew, horror stories.
What do you mean horror stories?
Men who they consider themselves high value, and it's just like, I don't know. To me, if you say you have value, but you trying to convince me of how valuable you are,
yeah,
you not high value to me.
You're not, what do you call it? You're not securing yourself.
Yeah, I was about to say kind of sassy.
You ain't got
to
sell yourself to me.
Yeah, sassy.
I was about to say sassy.
Because if you watch somebody, you can be, you know, you can peep. You know, I'm like, this motherfucker's a lot. You know what I mean? Like, if you just watch.
I just hate it. It's a difference between taking bullshit. Like, I'm zero tolerance on bullshit and I'm just zero tolerance on you have to have your toes like this. And you know? If I'm working here, you have to be like, you know, it's kind of sassy.
I mean, some of the best relationships that I have had has been with a motherfucker who look like he ain't got shit. He probably just don't know how to dress. Ain't nobody taught him how to dress.
Right.
Yeah.
He don't care about what kind of shoes he got on.
Right.
You know what I mean? He don't care about certain things, but that be the motherfucker to be like, okay, I got tickets to an NFL game. Let's go.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, that be the motherfucker like, do what you like to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Versus this motherfucker who's driving the Mustangs and the Lexuses.
Yeah.
He don't give two fucks about what you want to do. Mm-hmm. Bitch, did you give me something to eat? Because he's high value, so you got to worship him.
Yeah, cater to him and shit.
Yeah, who is that?
The same with women, like.
So, let's just say a man's paying all the bills and handling everything. Would you be okay with, like, is a certain level amount of bullshit you'd be willing to put up with? Like,
no, because for me, it's like, if you decide you want to be with me, you already know how I am. You know that I'm random. I find myself in the most random predicaments, but like it's always fun. It's always like it's an adventure. I always tell people, I'm like, we going on an adventure.
Right. And spontaneous.
That's, right. Mm-hmm. Real, I'm real spontaneous. And I feel like a lot of people like see me and be like, oh, I like her energy and I want to do this. Or yeah, I'm trying to get in her coochie. Without realizing, like, I don't care what you got.
Right.
I don't care if you got $1 million. What's that doing for me? Right. Because you have value.
Right.
You going to give me $1 million?
But I've learned that the niggas that got money, is they pull what they pull. They pull them sack chases. But
yeah.
I think just off experience, women want somebody down to earth. You cannot have no money and be working towards something. Like,
yeah.
You can ask, like, you just met a guy and, you know what I'm saying, hey, you want to go out sometime, whoop-de-whoop, and he take you somewhere where he can afford. A real woman going to be like, it was his time and his money that he spent on, you know what I mean? Versus,
she's going to make the best of it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. A real woman is. But we also have women out here that you can't, they not going to certain restaurants and shit like that. Like,
mm-hmm.
I always tell women this, because I got a barbershop and I got loctician, you know what I'm saying? And women come in and out of there. So I always tell women like that speak like that, like he think he's gone, or if he pull up in this and I'm not gone. I said, that's not love. That's not how you find love. Because
just to piggyback off of that, for Derby, I got one friend and she was like, this motherfucker, she just met him, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This motherfucker drives this Honda. He can't come and pick me up in his Honda. I'm gonna go get my car clean. So if he come and pick me up in his Honda, we driving my car. I said, bitch, he gonna show up in something different. Mm-hmm. That's just his everyday car.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He got a car.
Right.
What he do? He showed up in the other car. See, you was already prepared to count this man out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? When it's the motherfucker with the socks and the sandals on, it's going to make sure you happy.
Yeah.
And that grill food going to be good.
Yeah.
The bomb.
Yeah.
We all going to be fed. You know, so I think people put too much emphasis and too much worry into to the wrong shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can
definitely
they could put gold on shit.
Real talk.
Tell you anything. Yeah.
No matter if you got money or not, you can still be a piece of shit. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, exactly.
If I was out here dating, you know what I'm saying, I wouldn't want a woman to know what I got. I don't want you to like me for, first of all, you gotta be gone off me, period.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta be gone off me if I had money or not. You know what I'm saying? So it's kinda like some guys, I think that it's for their ego. They like that. Like, yeah, shorty won't like me for this or like me for that. That's some clown shit. Cause as soon as you ain't driving that or you can't afford this, is she still going? Is she gonna pull up to McDonald's with you?
Real but I quick? Think I let you start at home. Your mama do. Probably didn't like you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts though. No.
Your mama probably didn't like you.
Yeah.
So you don't even know how to receive this shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. I can't. These niggas are getting on my nerves. I'm
Yeah.
I ain't done with them yet, but I'm just waiting. Yeah,
niggas is monkey, but I think it's fueled off of, like Boosie said, he was like, if more women told these men that, nah, we don't like you painting y'all nails and doing that shit or wearing this or doing that, you know what I'm saying? More niggas will listen. But women is. You gotta have some money. You gotta whoopty whoop. So the monkey niggas is like, oh shit. It might they might be saying MOB right now, but they start out and end on trying to get some vagina.
Vagina.
But you know what scares me the most? In the last couple months, I have realized that these bitches don't care that this man is bisexual.
Oh no.
No.
And these men don't care that these females are bisexual.
No.
And it scares me. And they like straight people. Like, what? I'm not getting this.
When I learned when a man has a certain title or a certain car or a custom chain, they'll look past a whole lot of shit.
Yeah.
And that shit's wild. Like, that's select politics. You ain't gonna let this guy that, you know what I mean? Like, you say, ain't nothing wrong with them saying, man, this guy working at McDonald's. Oh, man, he's gay or this and that, but this nigga, he got gay rumors on him. He got a Hellcat or something, but it's all
don't matter.
He's big bro.
They
like
can go eat hibachi and go to the mall. They'll go with a rat or anything. They don't care. I mean, not just women, because I'll sit here and watch people downgrade and talk bad about one of my homies that was my homie. You feel me? Put ratting rumors on him. But when he got out and he was, you know what I'm saying, moving around, I've seen so many people around him from different hoods, and I'm like, yo, y'all don't care if a nigga's a rat. If he got the cheapest prices on the weed, y'all gonna rock with him. But it's all about, I think that's where it goes into value, like high value. You could be a high value person and say,
I think it goes back, Kirk. Go ahead.
Yeah, character. That's all I was gonna say. Character, like, y'all, if I feel like I'm a high value person and I got something to offer, that's what I think.
Yeah.
So if I feel like a person's not, you know what I'm saying, fucking with what I have to offer or appreciating what I have to offer, you know what I'm saying? Especially on a good way. Not me saying, well, I bought you this or I did this for you, throwing it in your face, but actually doing it out of the kindness of your heart and motherfucker not appreciating that.
Yeah, because I've had men try to play it to where they are in their minds, or even like they can, you know, provide the receipts of the level of where they are in life. So they try to play it as far as I can help you, you know, build and teach you some things and business wise get you to where you want to be or whatever. But to me, it's like, if you really wanted to be with me or you really wanted to deal with me, then that should just come up off the strength of that you. Right. This is, should just be a part of it. I shouldn't have to be with you for in order for that to come. Like, I shouldn't have to give up the vagina in order for you to be like, hey, I see you have these businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think you're going wrong? This is where I was at one point.
Right.
Let's, you know, let's see, like, let's work and let's figure this out. Now, that's going to attract me to you.
Right.
Like, dang. Dang, Zaddy trying to put me on.
He care about what I'm doing.
And he could be medium ugly.
Yeah.
He ain't got to be, you know what I'm saying? Teeth, though. Teeth is important.
Yeah.
I can't be kissing no dirty mouth. Can't do it. But you know what I'm saying? It's just doing it without expecting anything out of it, to me, is high value. Mm-hmm. Because it shows your character and the type of person you are.
That's dope.
So would that make it easier? Would it make it easier? Okay, you attracted to him now and it goes to a different level. Does that make it easier for you to submit? Because to me, submitting is not, oh, I worship you, I cook your food. It's like, all right, if I got something to offer, because I feel like men has a certain level of submitting as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's why when people talk about 50-50, it's all about, I want my woman to be an individual. So if I go out here and get into a car wreck and break my neck, she's still an individual. She can take care of home and take care of us, vice versa. You feel me? I hate a woman or a man, because men do it too. It's 2024. I don't have seen so many niggas really living off women.
Yeah.
Like, no drive, no.
Have you ever been that?
You know.
Oh, I used to date the homeless a lot.
Yeah. Now my house is so uncomfortable. Yeah. Ain't no juice, ain't no snacks, ain't no chips. Cook what?
Yeah.
No. No.
Yeah.
No.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Because people be dating for survival.
I like them like it's
They are in survival mode. And to me, it's like, I feel like men and women, right? Because a lot of women, I will say women, to me, they are taking over the industry as far as like entrepreneurship and really having been, the money.
I think it's just more like y'all accepting y'all role as bosses.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Because a lot of women want to, okay, I'm doing this, but I want to involve a man.
But
you know what I mean?
Like, if we can just jump back to the submissive part.
I think
they taken that word and they misused it.
Yeah, they are.
You are supposed to be submissive to anything that you are passionate about.
Right.
And if you are passionate about that person that you are with, then you submit to it.
Yeah.
You love
especially
it.
Some type of leadership.
You take care of it. You know, you put the time into it. You put the effort into it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Submissive is not, oh, you do what I say.
Yeah.
No, not
I
at
think
all.
They just took the context of
the that's
word.
The high value people saying the, or men saying that submissive is if I come home and that's another thing.
Hold on,
they want you to submit.
We got a lot of these guys and gals on the internet.
Heck, gals.
Let's just get it out. Are certified losers.
Yeah.
A lot of
these
motherfuckers with all the relationship vices.
Yeah.
I'm not doing this. Niggas should do this. Women should do this. Are certified losers.
Yeah.
They ate lunch today by themselves in high school. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, they was at the table by themselves picking their boogers, eating lunch. Y'all.
Yeah.
Lady, you 35, and anybody claimed you since you was 16. You know what I mean?
Right.
Them motherfuckers got the relationship advice. So I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you good, Brody. But you hitting the nail on the head, bro.
Yeah.
It's and she said it. Just like I said, it's like a me and my wife a little bad. The I pour in your cup, you pour in mine, and it's and we only even talked about that because we naturally do it,
right?
You know, like it's just a natural thing. Like it's never an ego thing.
So,
you know?
Question: How do you make your marriage last in 2024?
Yeah.
It's really just. I feel like people are always more loyal to their best friends than they are their partner because a lot of people don't see their best friend as being their partner. You know what I mean? So
I kind of think
I really don't like doing nothing without her. This is probably all I do without her because I'm not 20 no more. I'm not 25. So it's like you got to put on the blinders, but you got to be aware of like it's just being loyal to your best friend. Like a lot of people, are more loyal to their best friends than they are their spouse.
It sounds like you have some wisdom and you have matured.
Yeah. But I had you.
But he, and I ain't trying to be in your business, but I think a lot of it played like y'all love and y'all started out before social media, before this goes, he been knowing his wife since they were like 12, 13, something like that. Like,
I met her in the fourth grade.
They got that love and basketball.
Right.
Love and basketball is toxic because I've been reading it.
It was.
Bruh, the niggas played me for your heart. The nigga went out there and dunked on them. Play me for your heart. Yes. And went out there and dunked on us. That's all fucked
up. And I'm going to say this too. It's like you have to become one. You have to know that you ain't, it's not only you. Like for the longest, our battles was the things I did as a young man. Mm-hmm. So you know what I mean? So what I tell young men is if she stay, she love you, but she crazy as fuck. Because we are too stable to stay. We emotional men, like we ain't staying off shit. Women, they more strong, they stronger so they can take more. Mm-hmm. But it's like you have to move with as one. You know what I mean? Like if you have friends, your friends should be married friends. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody don't respect your marriage or your union. So it's like, we move as one. I don't go nowhere unless she goes somewhere. If it's a girl trip, she'll be dreading it. Because she's like, I want to go with my man. I want to, you feel me? But it's
my
like,
man, my man.
Nah, right. Facts. So it's like, and you got to be gone off a motherfucker. Like, you got to stay. Yeah. You got to do what you did to get them. Letters, you know, like, but people don't find value in each other no more. That's what I think. Like,
yeah, because I was gonna ask, like, what is the big fight in 2024 of feminine and masculine, like the femininity and the masculinity of a woman? Because yeah. I've heard someone say, like, because you've been hurt or because you've been through all of this, mm-hmm. you're masculine right now and
survival mode.
Like, you're masculine right now and you just need a man that, you know, can put you back into your feminine energy. The fuck is a feminine energy?
I think women say, hey, you gotta handle me and put me in my place.
Yeah.
You like to get slapped on. That's
what I mean, I can understand it to a certain era, like
about getting slapped on? Oh. No. People got some weird kings out here, but go ahead.
I mean, but being in your soft era, mm-hmm. you know, you want the man to come and pick your car up and take it to
sweep you off your feet.
You know, get the oil change, and you don't want to worry about brakes. That's how you want to say his baby, the brake light came on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he's going to handle that, you know?
Yeah, I just want somebody to just do it in general, because I don't want to do it.
But we be so stuck out here doing shit on our own.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we have to pick up our own slack, but at the same time, so you got a person like me. I grew up in the 80s. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm listening to Queen Latifah mm-hmm. and, you know, your MC Lights and shit like that. So, but I also strong. Listen to gangsta music.
Yeah,
you know, I got a mirror in my pocket and I practice looking hard.
Oh,
type shit. You know, I grew up on NWA, so naturally, I'm gonna be a little bit more aggressive.
Yeah.
Then your sexy reds and your, I don't even try to compete with them hoes. On this side, I'm fine. You have to be at least 42 to 45, you know, to even make me look your way.
Oh,
so
you ain't going younger, you ain't.
No.
She need a mature. She need that nigga mature. She ain't got time for no game.
But even then, I've dealt with some older men that are just,
they are child.
But I think you can know that off top. If a nigga tell you he's 45 and he, you can tell off. So this nigga pull up banging future. Come on, bro.
So what's your date range?
For me,
both of y'all, date range.
My date range, I will say, because I'm 32, so 30, I'm okay with like 30 to 38. That's a good like mm-hmm. range. Mm-hmm. I've been into like the higher numbers. Well, I think the highest dude I ever dated was like 40, but I was like 25 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I seen that difference.
Yeah. Was it dirty?
You're wearing the same sandals my daddy wears. I can't do it.
Damn,
you're right.
Can't do it. I was like, ugh.
I think the perfect woman is both.
The open toe joints, like the old barbecue joints.
Man, what? It's like the little Merrells. So it's like it covers the toes, but it got the little spaces.
Yeah,
like he's supposed to be on the grill.
Yes, the barbecue joint.
He's supposed to be on the grill. And you just wearing them regular? Everyday shoe? No.
I got to do 40 to 50, and 40 is still pushing it. 40 is still a little too young, but mm-hmm. I'm going to go in between 40 and 50. I can do 50, 51, 52.
Yeah, because I was dating them young ones, them 26, but I had my head.
Yeah, they got a lot of shit going on.
They do. It's just a different time, too. And I just think, like, the perfect woman is, like, if I could say the perfect woman is both, masculine, kind of the masculine, the tough girl, and kind of the soft is equal. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to push you over and run over you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I want a little challenge.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, and that's what people run from too. That's what the younger generation, the 25 and all that, they not
trying to control me and tell me what to do.
Yeah, they not having that. These young girls ain't having that.
No, they're not.
Not at all.
And plus, they no killers.
Plus in the Uber. No, facts.
The last two young I dealt with, oh my God. Never again.
That what happened?
This just some wild shit.
You said she Cash App you to death too.
She was sending you Cash Apps?
Yeah, requests like a month. Mm-hmm. Like, hold on.
Oh, requests.
Yeah, this I can't, you know what I mean? Hold on. I nip that shit in the butt real quick.
I know, I'm trying to start. I'm about to start sending Cash Apps. Yeah.
I blocked incoming. I'm like, what the, you know what I mean? First day, I'm like, all right, cool. Second day, I'm like, hold on. Third, I'm like, yeah, this is over. But you know, they got a lot of shit going on. So my age dating range, I'm 34. I say about between 36 and like 27. I still like them a little younger, but don't 23, 24, 20, they nuts. They.
That's why you was down there.
They coming towards me though. They shooting, they shot at me. I'm like, ah, man, she's too young. Woody woo woo. But and you know,
I don't mean to jump subjects, but if y'all all three is in a relationships, right?
Yeah.
What is y'all takes on threesomes?
No. Oh, this is one of my questions that was getting ready to come out of my mouth.
Damn, really? Come on, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm not doing no threesome. I have never had a threesome.
You never had a threesome?
I have never had a threesome, and I have never had experience with a woman. We can cut all this shit out.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. But my thing about it is if I feel like if a dude constantly wants a threesome, that means that he likes you, he just don't like your coochie.
Coochie bad. Something wrong with the box.
My homie just said something about that. Like, if you got everything you need in a woman, she clearing you out, she cooking, cleaning, and going to work, and just complete. He's like, man, you got a problem if you stepping out on there. You need to go to my Our Lady of Peace or something. You need to be checked out.
but sometimes it might just be they don't. They like or love the woman, but they just don't really want to be with her. So that's their security blanket. Like, I know if I'm with you, I'm good. I got somewhere to go.
Right.
But I want to hunch on her. How about we, with my wife or whatever? Because he want to hunch on her.
Yeah.
It don't mean that he don't like his wife's box. He might just be bored of it.
Y'all ain't never had a threesome? None of y'all had another threesome?
No, I ain't.
Well, from experience.
I'm talking a threesome, but you ran a train.
From experience.
What'd you say?
You ran a train.
Who, me? No, I'm talking about a threesome with... I guess that'd be two.
A train is two dudes and a woman to me.
Yeah, no, so a train, because you know, you always got to separate it. Because you say threesome, but if dudes is like, oh, it's two dudes, oh, it's a train.
It is.
And then a threesome with two girls, oh, it's a threesome. No, they're all threesomes.
Yeah.
So none of y'all never had a threesome?
No.
I mean, from my experience,
yeah, I had a threesome. Look, look, here's the thing, though.
Hold on, he's about to tell his story. Go ahead.
I mean, I haven't had one, but I haven't initiated one neither. You know what I mean? I think that y'all both right about, you know, certain niggas. But me, I'm like, you know, it might not be me. It might be her. Who knows? You know what I mean? And
like
I don't. Yeah. And I don't. Anytime that I've ever brung it up, it's been because of somebody's hollering at me. I don't pursue. I've done my pursuing, my fishing while you've been with. All of that's irrelevant. If I know I want to be with you, I'm not about to cheat or nothing. But I feel like you only live once. And if you got your spouse and y'all both happy and it just comes across, because that's how I came across us. Like, we was with a couple that is into that. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? And she's like, she's into it because she likes females. You know what I'm saying? He's like, man, I embrace that. You know what I mean? I know she don't want to be with a female, but I know she would enjoy a female with me. You know what I'm saying? So that's my take on it. Like, I feel like if that's your partner and y'all like, shit, we gonna take something down.
So you're gonna let them enjoy your wife?
I mean, I'm just saying.
You know what, Louis got
I've never had one. And they got...
You been there?
No, I'm saying, like,
I read about a newspaper.
Like, you weren't gonna be included in it.
I don't know, because that means that you, it's vice versa. That means that you want something. If I wanted something more than you, I don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't want it, because it's going to come off as you don't want me, you want other women. So my thing is if that's on your case, but on our case is if it's with you, it's cool. And if it's with you, it's cool. Cause we done been through that.
The other problem,
but my wife ain't like that. She's not about to like, damn, she's, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to go get her. And I'm not about to do that. Mm-hmm. Right. I'm not about to pursue.
Of course.
And I don't want to pursue it.
Right.
If my wife
pursued. Have y'all did it before?
No.
It sounds like y'all want to.
It sounds like that.
You know what I mean? But it's only because we've been together so long. We ain't bored or nothing. Like, I tell her every day. Yeah, I just tell her every day, like, I don't need nothing else. And she sends me texts after I leave the house, like, I don't need nothing else neither. But
not fuck us off a tree.
It just came across us. It's like a Pandora box that was open one night. And when we all as adults talking about it, and I'm like, damn, so you would really don't mind your woman with another woman and you right there? Like, I'm really trying to understand it, because in my mind, it's anybody. If I pick up your phone and it's Marie calling and she trying to get some pussy, I'm going to feel the same way as Bruce calling, because it's secretive.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Really? But yeah. I'm not going to go off as much if it's the woman, because it might be some things in your closet I never knew about. And you know what I'm saying? We can fix that. You don't have to cheat on me with a woman. You don't have to cheat on me with a man. You can leave, but mm-hmm. it's definitely not with a woman. I like women. Yeah. So it's like, that's my thing. And my wife, you feel me? She's, I know she's cool with me talking about it. She always say, I never grew up into girls and wanted women, but me and you been together so long that if that's something that's you interested in, I'm willing to listen now after we done had the
but what conversations. If, what if you had the conversation that you wanted to expand your sexuality even more, and like, not saying you are, but saying that you wanted to deal with men, would she be acceptable of that?
No, I don't expect her to. I don't expect her to.
I'm just saying, you know.
Has it ever happened? Like, to y'all?
I don't expect her to, but I think it's equal though. I think if your woman come to you and be like, I want another woman, you're gay. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, you're gay. But it's still, if you do something with a woman, you gay, but you gay with me.
Oh, no. The term is bisexual.
The double standard.
But that's just my take. Especially the people that have been married 30, 40 years. Like, you never know what they into, what kept them together. You know what I mean? But I always tell her, like, we don't have to have no threesome. That is not something that's on my checklist.
So it'd be okay, you know, if she wanted to explore outside of you?
No. Okay. Because that's
I mean, she asks you, she gets permission.
Like I said, we won.
Like a hall pass.
We won.
No, not a hall pass.
If I can't come home and be like, look, I met Shorty and I just want, you feel me? And if she said, yeah, I would look at you different, like, damn.
That is nuts to me. I mean,
I'm saying, maybe.
One is good for me, too. I always tell her that.
A nut is a nut to me. Like, you know what it feels like. You know, you done had a nut off of drunk sex. You done had a nut off of good morning.
He be off of Molly. Tell him about the Molly. I don't be off of Molly. Yeah, he does.
I swear to God.
Look at this cup over there. Look at all that.
I can't even pop.
He mixed the Molly water and the.
I can't even pop Benadryl. I'm gonna sleep all day off of Benadryl.
No, but the two threesomes I'd have had, though, I just walked right into the motherfuckers. Like, it wasn't no plan. It was like surprise type. Yeah. You know what I mean?
They
like,
was already doing it and you just hopped in.
Nah, I was just on some old. I was dealing with this one chick and she was, you know, she was kind of annoying, but she was calling me all day, yada, yada, yada. And it was one, remember that song, Smoke Some Weed with Some Bad Bitches? She kept saying that. She got my sister with me. I'm like, oh, okay. So they pulled up on me. And
okay.
Nigga was like, hey, we both want to suck your dick tonight. I said, huh? Yeah, and it was just good.
Now you wasn't turning it down.
No, I wasn't
turning
it down.
So you ain't give a fuck if they was real sisters.
Wouldn't give a shit. I hope they wasn't. But nah, they weren't real sisters because she said that was her daddy, but it didn't add up. But yeah, the two I'd had, I just walked right into the motherfuckers. Like, it wasn't no planning. I didn't ever speak to them. Like, I want this. Mm. It was both in the same year, 2016.
Damn, you got lucky, my nigga. Damn, twice a minute.
Double whammy.
Yep, and the second
one. Is that when you got the pizza?
That's how you keep a relationship together too. That spontaneous shit.
I'm about to bring a pizza for you. Like,
DoorDash. Really?
So what's the second one? What happened with that?
Ah, shit. She told me to bring some, she's up in the hotel and I'm just chilling. Bring some smoke up here. I'm like, cool. You know.
He talk like an old man.
So I pulls up, she comes to the door, ass so naked. I said, oh shit.
Yeah.
And the shower was running. I'm like, I was about to hop in the shower. She said, nah, we'll do whoop. You want to stay and smoke? I'm like, cool. You know, she's got a nice body. I didn't know the other girl in the shower, but I didn't know she was in there. I'm like, I was about to hop in the shower. She said, nah, my girlfriend's in there. I said, oh shit. And then she just came out and I swear to God, walked right into some old wild shit. You know what I mean? Smoked a little weed. They was popping X's.
Are these regular girls? Are they strippers?
No. Like, I was dealing with the girl, the one that came to the door. I was dealing with her for years, but.
But you didn't know it was the girlfriend.
I didn't know who the fuck. I can't tell you her name to this day. I don't know what she looked like. I don't know her name. Or nothing.
Just put it in her, though.
The MVP.
Just put it in her.
You know, say sex the best sex, but yeah. Yep. Hey. You know old girl, though. I'm going to tell you about old girl, but yeah.
So what do you feel about dudes who don't like to use condoms?
Yeah, because you... Okay, so you don't...
You one of those?
No. Don't put me in it.
You over here looking like...
He's married. He's married. He should.
I ain't never used a condom on
Well, you know, I know some married people who do use condoms because they don't want to get pregnant.
Nah.
What?
You better try to pull out. If she birth see control? A condom, our whole relationship, if she ever seen me with a condom, you cheating. What are you doing with a condom? We don't use condoms.
I guess they niggas have seen Magic Johnson live and said, fuck it. You know,
Magic Johnson has HIV. He don't have AIDS. You can live with HIV. Uh-huh. But once you don't take care of it and then it goes into whatever mission is called,
it's still Russian.
Then it becomes AIDS and then you die.
I think that's the most scariest thing about... I just thank God for just wisdom and growth because... Being single now, I would hate to be running into because I'm one of them that will probably hate using condoms just because I've had something so consistent.
You popping wrong.
Like, you feel me? But not nowadays. I have to look for me. I'll go be having to go to church and look for me a good wholesome because.
Yeah,
they the freaks.
I was going to say, look, he's a good
dicks. Yeah, facts though. But at least I know that she done repented and went and got checked out. She ain't
on Sunday.
She ain't in the club on, you know, she at least a woman in church is going to repent and go get checked and fixed.
No, they not.
I don't know.
No, they not.
She might feel bad.
Don't you believe
that
shit.
No, they not.
But it's just, it's fucked up right now. I grew up in church. This era is fucked up crazy. You know?
Yeah. Best hoes I know is from church.
That's facts though.
Do y'all keep the My Chart on your phone?
Who?
The My Chart.
I don't have the My Chart, but every partner that I'm with, I go get checked.
That's what's up.
Yeah. So would y'all feel, even when we begin and when we end, like I need to know with this time frame.
So would you feel offended if like you was dating a guy and y'all really like hitting it off and he was like, you know what I'm saying, y'all kicking it. He was like, shit, you want to swap My Charts? Would you do it?
Yeah, why not?
That's good.
Shit, that'd be, because I would definitely want to see yours and I need to see the date.
Huh? What if it was like 10 years ago he got burnt?
They get them in bag later, they get the fake My Charts.
Oh, man.
Are you serious?
I seen them over there.
Go through the Norton's app. I need to see you type in your code.
That had to be a joke.
Mm-mm.
I think they was dead serious.
That's sick right there. You got a fake My Chart?
Yeah.
You see why I said I'm. Fuck that.
Yeah.
I've been dealing with the same hoes I've been dealing with for years.
The same hoes.
Serious.
And you ain't never getting married.
No, not really. I don't plan on getting married.
What about y'all? What about I think you said you've been married before.
Yeah, I've been married.
You have? Mm-hmm. No children?
No marriage? Kids.
How long was you married?
That's been some real true love. No kids.
Well, I've been married 3 times.
What?
No shit.
You capping.
I did it.
Really?
I did.
That's a real one.
Yeah. Yep. So the first one lasted about... It really would have been an annulment, but I was not in the country at the time, so I couldn't just come back and get annulled. So that was about a year. And then the second one, about a year and a half. And then the third one, yeah, almost 2 years. So my marriages haven't lasted past 2 years. But they each had their own issues within them. I was real young, too, and jumped into relationships a lot, so... Yeah, but you know, I don't regret it, and I'm ready to get married again.
That's what's up.
For the fourth time?
Yeah, why not? And if that don't work, shit, give me a 5. Yeah. Give me a 6. Sell me. Fuck it.
I mean, you only live and learn, too. Yeah, I mean.
So, out of the 3 marriages you have, like, what's they, do you know they like relationship status today? Or like,
oh, yeah, they all engaged, and 2 of them got kids. Happy.
So could you say you the common denominator in all of the, I'm gonna say a problem?
People ask me that a lot. And for me, I don't think I was a common denominator because I divorced them. And I would probably say, I would say I'm the common denominator as far as running. Okay. Right. Mm-hmm. So to me, when I continue to have a partner who said like they're unhappy and I feel like I'm doing everything that I can possibly do to change and it still doesn't make them happy.
Yeah.
For me, it's like I'm not going to stay in this. I don't want to try to work it out. I don't want to keep going. Like, I'm tired.
Yeah.
It ain't working. Whatever I'm doing is not working. All right. Let me release you to the world.
But you're not wrong, though, because if people are being in a relationship for so many years and be fighting that I'm not happy, I'm not happy, I'm not happy person. And you look up, I'd have been with somebody 10 years, 15 years, and you ain't never been happy. I've been telling you for 15 years, I'm doing everything I needed to do for you for 10 years, and you still ain't had. I done wasted this time, and you just wanted to be free the whole time.
Because the happiness is not dependent on you, it's dependent on them.
Yourself. It's dependent on them. Yeah. Like, I mean, I went to therapy. I went to my own therapy. I tried to do the couples therapy.
Yeah.
I stopped doing music for one of the marriages because that was one of the issues, even though I did at one point. And I had asked, you know, I asked for permission. Anywho, so I had asked for permission, but I was like, look, this is what I want to do. I'm going to be spending a lot of time in the studio. This is how my life is about to be. I got to go to events. I got to go to whatever. And I got permission to do this for my wife.
Oh, okay.
So I had permission to do this. Support me. She's supportive. Boop, boop, boop. Now, little mama out there. Rain of Love is buzzing. She ain't like that. I feel like I'm losing you to the bars. I feel like you always this and that. And I'm like, I invite you to all my studio sessions. Don't want to come. I invite you to my shows. You don't want to come. Like, so, I invite you to the barbecues when we having our team gets together. We celebrating a birthday, a baby shower. So mm-hmm. we just together and we're creating while we're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
She ain't want to come. Okay, girl. I'm not going to be in this house miserable because you don't want to go nowhere.
Right.
That's how it happened. I walked in the house one day. She's like, I want a divorce. And I told her what I just said to y'all. I'm not about to be here miserable because you want to be miserable. And I had her the papers the next day. But I was already prepping them like 3 months in advance. I was already prepping because I was like, I see this isn't going anywhere because she's done it before. And that's another thing. I don't like when people try to use that, well, I don't want to be with you or I'm going to leave you. You keep telling me you're going to leave me. I'm going to leave you.
Yeah.
And now you're going to be upset. Don't tell me you don't want to be with me. Okay.
And like I always tell people, that ain't what love is. Love is just easy. Love is easy, though. People be like, love is hard. Relationships, love is easy, though, because it's easy for me to deal with you. If I say I really love you, I'm not about to, like she said, happiness is yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm not about to keep putting you through this if I feel like I'm not happy and stuff like that, because I love you. It's not fair. Like, I had one chick tell me at the shop one time, she was like, I ain't ready to talk to a dude, I did his baby mama's hair one time, like 4 years ago, and she was talking about him and stuff. And I'm like, so you ain't friends with her or nothing? She was like, nah, but that's messy. I've done her hair before. I'm like, that ain't what love is. If they passed up on each other and he found something good in you, like,
it's... What?
Okay, so this is exclusive. I'm give it to y'all.
Okay.
Okay, so I was with my husband for 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's well known in the city. Okay, he's a podcaster. Okay, but we was together for 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how we started our relationship was I was in my 20s, but he was like 17-ish, 18. Mm-hmm. And I was like 21, 22, something like that.
Right.
It started off as a cougar. But he was dating my cousin, but my cousin, she was gay. And I didn't, in my mind at that time, I did not know. I can't say that I didn't know about bisexual people, mm-hmm. but it didn't ever click to me that, like, hell, she can be bisexual. She can like men. She can like women.
Yeah.
And my man is like, well, she don't want him because she like girls.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And he was always like around me, you know,
mm-hmm.
constantly until it was like we just kind of ended up in a relationship. You know what I mean?
Right.
But as time went on, we was, like I said, we was together for 13 years. As time went on, I seen how uncomfortable it made her.
Yeah.
Your cousin?
I bet it would.
Because we had family reunions, we had barbecues, and I don't know if I might have chose her over him. Does that make sense?
Hold on. So you saying your peoples didn't like it that y'all was that close and shit. So.
But she was dating him first.
So yeah, so she was dating him first. But she knew that the cousin liked girls. So to her, back in those days, it wasn't like you could like both. It was either or.
I mean, it's still either or. You gay. I don't think nobody's bad. Because I can't, if I find something in your phone, like I said, it's a woman, it's another woman. You're gay, because if you go on my phone, I can't say, nah, that's just homie from back in the day.
So you don't watch porn and see these men dicking them down? You don't be what looking at the dick.
I ain't watched porn in a long time. Oh, I like to make my own.
But yeah, right. So it's like one of those things. Like,
he's lying.
I swear. Unless he send me something or Twitter porn. You feel me? You just on Twitter. That's all day. But
so you're just looking at dick all day.
I'm not looking at nobody's dick.
That's just part of it. We ain't looking at it. You know what I mean?
I'm not like, damn.
It just happened to be there.
Damn, look at that. They look at that dick. They be like, God damn, this nigga.
No way.
That's
no Diddy. No Diddy.
Like I said, I haven't watched porn in a long time, so it ain't no.
Right.
I ain't gonna lie. If I'm gonna look up some porn.
It's dick going in it.
I like solo porn. I like women, the compilation of orgasm. That's the best shit to me. Fuck the whole process. When she orgasms, that's the greatest thing. You did that. That's like light. Let there be light. You feel me? That's just my pleasure.
You watching 51 minutes of it.
So and you can. What's your point? What's y'all search about? What's y'all? Huh?
Girls, I've porn? Heard girls like to watch gay porn.
You don't watch porn?
That's what Miko told me at the shop one day.
You don't watch porn? Mm-mm. Why you like it?
I do.
She be watching porn too. What you watch?
I think it's porn so easy. What's like I said, Twitter porn is right there all day.
Right.
It's
you
like
a ton of people.
Twitter porn. What is Twitter porn?
Girl, Twitter is just
people
ass
post it. It's sometimes it's all on fucking all day. I got a lesbian one that just be.
Yeah, I like watching the tribbing. So that's what it's basically scissoring.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I like watching
too.
That. I watch hentai. I like hentai.
What's
that?
Like the eight,
because I like the scissoring. The scissoring is. I wish I could
hentai
put them in my
is like the Japanese.
Oh, okay.
Or like the ones where it's like anime? The girls getting fucked by like ogres or like monsters.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Other shit, huh?
Yeah, like octopus with like tentacles, and it's just in every hole. Like
wow.
Yeah, I'm depends on that.
That's a big and lazy first.
Yes.
She like to watch Shrek.
Fuck. Doing it.
Yeah.
So it's a real octopus.
I mean, it's like a monster.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
They're like monsters.
Oh, like in the costume.
How did you come across that?
Man, when I was in Hawaii, right? And that's when I started doing music.
Ogres.
When I was in Hawaii. Ogres. Look at that shit. Look at that shit, because they be killing and drilling. But
ogres, okay. Oh,
yes. So,
what?
One of the guys,
wow,
he was performing, right? And he was like, hentai and Johnny Walker. Hentai and Johnny Walker, something like that. And I was like, hentai, like, what is that? And I went home and I looked and I said, oh, that was my first anime. Because it's just little Asian, right? And it's a whole little storyline. Yeah. And, like, I really get into it because, like, them motherfuckers, like, and it shows you, like, it'll show you the vagina cavity with the psh going in, right? And then when he just busts, it's like, and it's just the sounds. I think it's the ASMR thing for me, too. Cause I like the sound.
Yeah.
That's why I like tribbing and stuff. Cause it's like the wetness.
My wife likes the AM. What's it called? My wife likes it. Like she'll be listening to people go on the mic and shit. Taking
cooking a steak
and then
on the
I like
side
POV
of the river
from the back.
Uh-huh.
When they just be bam. Oh, blacked. That's a good one.
I'm gonna hit y'all something. Batty Hub. It's called. That's all the OnlyFans and IG models. They take all that shit. It's free. Batty Hub, BIDDE.
And store it all in one spot.
Yep. Mm. Every day they rip their shit out the OnlyFans or whatnot and put it on there.
Yeah.
So it's like clearance.
It ain't clearance, it's free. They just straight stealing. Like, they ain't no,
it's like a world star.
It's the booster. For the...
Oh, okay.
Nigga, speaking of booster, before we get out of here, I seen a booster pull up. She had so much shit in her trunk, bro. It was ridiculous.
Did you buy?
It's a good booster.
Oh, hell yeah. Nigga, I'm running.
It's a great booster.
I got some money. Then I said, oh, shit. I'm running back and forth down the street. Just get, you know what I mean? I spent about $70. Big, I'm talking about she had everything.
Man, tell her to call me. I got $200 for her right now.
She
I got kids,
everything.
So I'm always looking for a booster.
You know, the big things, the game. She had those for like $5.
Oh, like household.
To the crib. Yeah, she deodorant, the Febreze plug. You know, the typical shit.
You give her your address and tell her to pull up.
Yeah, man. She clean.
Cause I have
had a kid in the back. I had 5 kids in the back seat. Just,
yeah, they were eating.
They were. And that's the thing about it. I'm going back in the house, and I look on Louisville Hood News, and is anybody seeing her? She just cleaned out Family Dollar on. What,
oh my God!
I said, nigga, did I just
we
see her?
Talking about the back door closed.
Yeah, the back door.
I've never been there.
You haven't?
No, sir.
That's pretty good wing.
Told you, I ain't been outside in 7 years.
That's real soul food seasoning, man. You know, grain.
Yeah, you need that.
Yeah, yeah.
Food ain't good if ain't a little cucaracha in the back.
Man, I don't go outside. I go out of town.
Period. You
never
been
out? No, okay. Bro. I ain't never been.
Mr. I go out of town.
I mean, because every time I go out, like B. Smith, that's my brother-in-law. You know, he was throwing the day party and stuff for a long time. I like his crowd because it's like it's a little older. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. But it's just you gonna see the same people you seen when you was young. It's really no excitement. You know what I mean? So,
and one more thing, if y'all like to travel, I ain't gonna plug him, but it's a guy on Facebook. Like, he give dirt cheap. Like, I'm going to turn you on to him, Tajay. Like, right now, he got 4 days. Yeah, 4 days, yeah. 3 nights for $45. And like,
but you on Spirit? You on JetBlue?
What, nah, he's talking about hotels. Like, he just sells hotels.
Yeah.
And the hotel, I didn't talk to a couple of people. Like, they nice hotels.
Cancun trips and shit like that.
Okay. Vegas, 3 nights, $35. They got the resort fee, so they going to be nothing about $100, you know.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's crazy.
But I love that you expressed yourself, because I've never heard nothing like that.
Yeah.
And
see, I can tell it's you. The couch. I can take you down the rabbit hole.
Yeah. Nah, it's comfortable. I ain't gonna lie, because the Twitter porn is enough.
Yeah,
because I'd be like, I hopped on a page and it's like off of something you sent me about the Harry Coochies.
Yeah.
It's the whole page about
Harry
that.
Harry Coochies.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Bring back Harry Coochies.
What?
Yeah.
I don't even like Harry Dick.
You don't?
No, I don't want to be down there and they fucking hair in my face.
Nah, you gotta stay groomed, but I don't really like to be
bald. That shit's
bald all the time.
That shit's weird.
You know, if we're going to a beach or something.
Yes.
Why?
It's weird. A dude standing there and it's just this
dong.
Dong.
Just dong.
And nothing else.
Woo!
Looks 12 to me.
Looks 12. I don't mind a little her. I don't expect you to be like, no, I ain't shaved. Hell no.
Get out of here.
Rumble in the jungle, young man.
Hey, you got to rumble sometime, but man.
But before we get out of here, we got a couple of questions to ask y'all.
I was going to say, you done said this 8 times.
Hey, well, but the conversation's so good, I want to end it, but you got to cut it off.
Okay.
That's so wonderful.
Where'd y'all, if y'all wanted to see somebody on here, who would y'all want to see in like, how would it, but y'all got to be able to make a call or plug it, you know, plug us up. Who do y'all want to see on here? That's one question.
Okay.
You got to answer it, y'all?
The hell that we want to see on here?
Shit, if I know.
What about the app?
Y'all have the Messy Besties on here?
No. No, we haven't.
The Messy Besties?
Oh, yeah.
I love them.
Okay, yeah.
Make bring the Messy Besties on.
All right, plug us. You know, make a call.
I'll reach out.
Not right now, though. Oh. But, you know, when you're on your way home, they should fuck with them. You know, shoot us our DM. We'll hit them up.
They good dudes.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do that. And it's the Big and Lazy Podcast, so you got to give us something good to eat and something good to watch.
Does Coochie count?
Yeah. You got her on there,
you can subscribe. You can subscribe.
What's up, Andy?
I don't know. I'm... Ramen. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
We'll let you know the ramen house is ramen fire.
Ah, yeah. Behind the
fire.
Back door.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah. It is delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I watch crazy shit. Like, we watch two different things.
Yeah, we on a whole different spectrum of what
but
we
one thing we do agree on is Elsbeth,
yes.
What's that?
It's like a female monk, but she's more quirky. Like, she's quirky and she's so colorful and she be on it.
I like once monk, she got
crimes.
Man, once she sits a little something, I'm like, I need to be Elsbeth in real life so I can know if these niggas is lying. And I'm going to catch her. Because she'll see something and she just dig until she get it out of them. It's good. It's
I like Monk, though.
Paramount?
Yeah.
I like it.
I'm going to check it out.
I mean, it comes on regular.
Oh, yeah, it does. But I don't know what the regular one is.
Mm-hmm. Like, y'all fuck with Tubi?
She's the Tubier.
Oh, yeah.
Tubi's good.
My granny like Tubi.
I love Tubi.
I think Tubi's the best app to me, especially with older movies. Like, they got all the older movies, but I want to do a Tubi movie so I find art in, like, a good written, no matter how bad of acting this is. If it's written good, I can watch it.
Because I watch the white people. They got some white people.
Hell yeah.
Movies on there. I don't just watch the ghetto shit.
I just watched a white one that the husband had a side piece that was like 19. So, but they wanted to be together. So the husband got the 19-year-old to come to the house and say, "Yeah, my dad's here. This is my mom, and she's gone." And he was like, "Oh, like cool,
like took her in,
and."
That's wife shit. Yeah,
they gotta watch it. I'll find it out and put it in a little group or send it to y'all or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and on Netflix, Dead Boy Detectives. Mm-hmm. So good.
I'm watching Snowfall again. I'm watching.
Really? I've never seen Snowfall.
Me neither.
Yeah, she's. Stuff. I'll be like, what?
You just
haven't
watched either.
I haven't watched
seen
it.
Snowfall.
Ah, yeah. I don't get into stuff that everybody like so quick.
That's good though. Good. Tell us what's over though.
You know what I mean? Like Breaking Bad. I watched Breaking Bad when it was done. I didn't catch Power. The first Power with Ghost. I didn't catch that till like three, Snowfall's four seasons done, in.
Just, yeah.
Yeah, but people still done gave it all up. That's why I ain't on Facebook no more. Because I found myself one day just scrolling, reading up everybody's thoughts.
I mean, if you don't watch it right away.
That's why I never watched the end of Game of Thrones. Because they already said it. Yeah. And I was like, damn, I've been waiting to see this last episode. And now I can't even watch it.
But I'm like it with music too.
Why
like
you said you got rid
somebody
of
come out,
you
I don't really.
Because people spoil shows and movies.
They do,
you're right?
Fooey.
But
I'll like still watch it though, even if I know.
I won't. Like if I like an artist that I feel like I was listening to first, you know, even though I know that I'm not, but then everybody in the city's like, oh man, I'm like, done with them.
Yeah.
I just don't like what everybody likes for some reason. It's just in me, like. Even the food, if something come out and everybody like, I done tried it, and then everybody's like, man, this is good. I'm like, man, that's like 4 months ago, nigga.
I'm the same way.
Lord.
And I do enjoy like my off shows that I really like. I like Yellowstone.
Yeah.
I watched Yellowstone.
Yellowstone.
It kind of reminded me of Ozark.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that.
Hard.
I heard Yellowstone. Hard.
Ozark was good too, but I stopped watching it.
So y'all have good, anything else for us?
No. And where can they find you at? Where can they... find y'all at.
Okay.
Why are you looking at me like that? Like,
I'm T-Baby G, and I've been working on my juicy and smoothies forever. Mm-hmm. So I think I really got something going on. So by the end of the week, you'll be able to order like a week's worth of smoothies or fruit natural, fresh fruit juices, no preservatives, no sugar. So that should be coming out about Friday. And I'm T Baby G on
Instagram,
and I'm T Babies LLC on Instagram as well.
Mm-hmm. And you know, it's your girl Raina Love. You can find me on Instagram at official Raina Love, RENALOVE Love. What else? Yeah, follow our podcast, Raw Shit Podcast, RAWSHXT Podcast on Instagram. On Facebook and on YouTube. We working on trying to get all of that stuff together. But yeah, follow us on Instagram. We go live every Wednesday, 8 p.m. And what else?
Shout out to B. Haywood and the Confirmed Podcast
Press the button.
For showing love to us constantly.
One quick question. Who's your favorite guest so far on your show?
Our favorite guest on our show?
Yeah, who was y'all? Who'd y'all have the most fun? What was the most interesting out? Whatever you wanna.
Man. I don't know.
I like to miss the besties.
You had them on? I didn't see that one.
Yeah, they were our first guests.
Mm-hmm. Really? Okay. That's what's up.
They were our first guests.
Even though I like everybody. But I think LaDrea was the funniest.
LaDrea Maria.
We got her.
Actually, I was gonna say y'all should bring her
Yeah, we got her. We got a schedule.
Yeah,
she's funny. I like her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she's got a lot of little wisdom for her young age.
Yeah,
that's what's up.
Yeah,
how old is she?
I think she was like 25. She's between 24 and 26.
Yeah, somewhere there.
24, 26. Oh, I think she's 26 because she was like when I was 25. Boom, boom.
Okay.
Yeah, because she's got a great story. So watch go on our page and watch her story so y'all can like come up with some questions or something ahead of time to talk about. Because she one of them. Like, I want to be like her. I want to just get up and just move to New York. And then, boom, now I got all this just going for myself.
Yeah.
Man, like, possible. That's her story. It's she just popped possible. Up in New York. Instant.
That's what's
she
up.
Was cool. She was, so who do y'all want to have on here?
Yeah, who do y'all want to have on here? That's not already scheduled.
Sexy Red.
Get it sexy. Get it sexy.
I would love to interview Sexy Red.
I don't know. I would like to have Charleston White on here. That's my dream.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, to have.
He was in love with what, like, last month?
We reached out. I went to go see a show. Did y'all go?
No.
I ain't.
Was it funny? Because I didn't.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
Really?
Yeah, he's hilarious.
He sound like crackhead.
Yeah.
Think so?
I didn't know he was a comedian.
Yeah, I just thought
I just thought he was like Orlando Brown, just just said shit.
Nah, he was he came on the internet, you know, wrecking and stuff, but he later turned into a little stand up bit. But
he said that's how he got everybody's attention, because that's what we feed off of, is negative. So then once we got into him, bro, kind of started.
Okay.
He ain't telling no lies. Yeah, I ain't heard one yet.
But we got to end this on a positive note.
Yeah.
Shout out to Charleston. Shout out to Sexy Red. Shout out to the Raw Shit Podcast.
Shout out Raw Shit Podcast. Got him back.
Yep. And we out. Just like it.
And we out.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirmed Podcast Network. Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls Podcast, as well as Big and Lazy Podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support. And keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirmed Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirmed and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirmed.